The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMGA.
Good evening from Highland, Kansas, home of Donovan Webb High School. Jared. State tournament. These two teams here, Centralia and Troy, have faced off already during the regular season, and as a result, they're in that first game is a 50-32 win for the Centralia Panthers. They come into this game 15-5. TBL champs, co-TBL champs, Tyus with Clifton Clark. It'll be a tough task. They have they won six of the
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Rennebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
FM KMZA.
Back here in Highland, Donovan West, 20D1 Substate. Semi-final action coming here. We got a CDL showdown, Centralia and Troy, starting here in about 15 minutes or so. Jared Cluffy alongside Crit and Profit. This is going to be a fun one. Talking about that first matchup. That was back on January 30th. And boy, that had some drama. Centralia won it 50-32. Okay, well, it was an 18-point victory. How was their drama? Well, it was a one-point game going into the fourth quarter, and Troy at one point in the first half held an 11-point lead. Centralia just ended up outscoring the Trojans 19-2 in the final frame, and it was all about a tale of two halves, almost three quarters. And Centralia, they went 0-for-10 from beyond the arc in the first half, and Coach Evans kind of in the halftime break is going, let's reel it in, let's shoot more twos here in the second half. Did just that, and they shot three shots from beyond the arc, and they made two of them. And as a result, they were able to kind of work from inside out, get stops on defense, get more pressure, get some stops on the press, and get transition baskets and able to come back and win that one again. 50-32 was the final back on January 30th. And another big reason for Centralia's success as of late has been the emergence of the freshman guard, Quentin Oliver. He has been incredible so far in the back half of this season. He has been sensational. He had 13 points in that game versus Troy, including the first 7 points of that fourth quarter. He was kind of the reason why they were able to start that run and get things going offensively for the Panthers in that game. Well, of course, these two are very familiar with them being the same league. They're not going to be in the same league next year, which is going to be kind of bizarre, since Troy is moving to the Northeast Kansas League, which geographically, if I can say that word correctly, that makes more sense. But either way, these two teams met up in the semifinals last year at Onega, and now that was a close one. 40-36 was the final score. Trent Talley, late heroics, as he always was. He was just the king of late heroics, of course, getting the buzzer beater over Berlin game last year in the championship game to send them to state, and he was big in that win for them last year as well. But tonight, it's actually just the second time these two, however, have met in substate, believe it or not, over the past decade. So they're familiar, but not too familiar in substate. So very interesting to see how this one will play out here in just a bit. So again, Centralia, the one seed. Troy, they got the four, so they didn't get the bye. They were able to take care of business at home 68-43 against Donovan West, but that was in Troy. So they actually, kind of interesting how their season ended. Their regular season finale was against Donovan West. They played them again, and now they're playing at their home court. It's kind of funny how that all unravels. Is they are very familiar with the Donovan West logo at this point in the season. Donovan West, so they are staying in the TVL. Riverside is moving to the Northeast Kansas League, and of course, the emergence of the Big East League with the Mideast merging with the Big Seven, that is the whole thing, and we'll talk about that some here in a few minutes here as we continue to get closer and closer to game time. Should be a fun one. Centralia and Troy, one versus the four, substate action here from Highland. So we'll take a break for about 3 minutes or so. We'll come back with more coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Alrighty, about 8.5 minutes or so from getting the starting lineups announced, and now we're going to take a look at some of the scores from around the area, starting off on the girls' side. Corinne, I'll get your opinion on some of these games here. Valley Heights, they took care of business against Bennington. That was right here on the airwaves before we came on. So Valley Heights is on to the championship game. That will be at Waubunsee on Saturday evening. Chance for the TBL to really get a solid number of teams to state. And then following that one will be Sacred Heart versus Waubunsee. That is going on right now, about to tip off, to take on Valley Heights. So, I mean, Valley Heights, that's a pretty darn good team, but actually, before we get to that, let's talk about this Jefferson County North sub-state tournament, because Riverside, oh boy, they took it to them in the second half against Pleasant Ridge. A bit of a slow start, 45-28, Riverside gets the win, a chance to possibly face off Morehead Academy or Jefferson County North. Who do you think is a tougher matchup for Riverside?
I think a tougher matchup is that Marhill team. That Marhill team, who this is their first year, they've gone undefeated and won the league title and the NEKL. A very solid resume all across the roster in the team. This is the best year that this Ravens team has to go all the way. Obviously, they had a matchup against Riverside early in the year, which I think we've talked about. They lost by 25 or so points. And, you know, later on, earlier on in the year, but things are different sometimes around sub-state. Pressure is on. You saw how Pleasant Ridge, a team that was probably projected to get blown out since the first quarter, was able to go step to step in the first half. So I think Mar Hill might be a more qualified team to go step to step all the way to the final second.
Yeah, like you alluded to, at the half, it was 17-15 at the break. And I tell you what, if Riverside comes out slow against Mar Hill, they might not be able to have that happen, because Mar Hill is a team that is fantastic top to bottom. They don't slow down. They'll go through you all the way to four quarters. So Riverside, if they just need
more than just Taylor Weiser. They need Ella Whistler to step up. They just need a bunch of different girls to get in at Trinity. Trinity Jackson, have her step up so they can get some of the other secondary players going in that one, along with Taylor, which she's always going to get her. She's always going to get a double-double, 20 points, 10 rebounds, what have you. But if they can get that second, third score going, that's a really difficult team that probably might be able to get back to state once again this year after being a runner-up last year. All right, so the boys' side now, Class 2A, Jackson Heights, Sacred Heart tomorrow at 6 o'clock. You'll be doing that one. A quick preview of that one for us.
It's going to be an interesting game because both teams rely kind of more on the guard. They're guard-heavy teams. Jackson Heights Cobras, I talked to you about this. They've shot 850 shots on the year. 430 of those have been from around the perimeter. So a team that likes their three-point shot. And it's no shame to say that Sacred Heart's the same way. So in a way, you're looking at both these teams. And these teams, they faced off back in 2016 in a state championship, Jackson Heights Cobras. They were able to win. But this is a far different team in rosters, you know, 8 years later here. So it's going to be a tough rematch for both of these teams. You know, both teams are going to win it. But it's going to be if shots fall for both sides.
I feel like in towns like that, there's always relatives of those players that made the state championship that are on those teams. So you get some resonance of that. But, yeah, that should be a fun one. That will be on the Cobra Channel again, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Crendon on the call for that one. And then the winner of that will take on the winner of Bennington and Valley Heights. How about Drew Honus in his first year leading the Valley Heights Mustangs, getting a win over Lincoln, an upset on the road. That was on Tuesday. Moving on to some of the other games that actually happened tonight. Starting off in Class 1A-D2, Hanover. They are advancing on to the championship game. They defeated Lynn. Final score in that one, it was a lopsided victory. It was 59-31. How about 181 out there in Mankato, the Rock Hills sub-state? Frankfort upsets Osborne 61-55. That was Osborne's just second loss all season long. They finish up 20-2. As for Frankfort, they are on to the sub-state championship game, 5 o'clock on Saturday, possibly a rematch against Clifton Clyde on the other side of that one. As how about Adam Schreiner, Coach Schreiner's group? I mean, he has been phenomenal in his first year as the head coach, going from 2 wins last year, now going to the sub-state championship this year. They mentioned that Bishop Seabury will await the winner of our game here between Centralia and Troy as the Berlin game was unable to get the final shot to go. Class 3A, we have a couple of games coming up in the Riley County sub-state. But wait, number one seed taking on Silver Lake, Rocksville taking on Nemaha Central. That'll be at 7:30. And then the other 3A area sub-state, that'll be in Royal Valley. Got our first final in that one. Sabetha defeats Hiawatha 48-41. So the Redhawks hung around for a little bit, but their season comes to a close. A solid season for the Redhawks getting to the sub-state semifinal. But Sabetha, after getting upended last year early in the tournament by Nemaha Central, they are on to the championship game, trying to avoid what happened last year. And in Class 4A, we had a couple games last night. Ashton handily defeated El Dorado. They are on to their sub-state championship game. That will be on Saturday. As for Holton, they came up just short against Ottawa. Again, those were games that happened last night. So that's kind of a look at some of the scoring updates brought to you by Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. In time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. I usually nail that on the first try, but since Crendon's here, we got a little bit nervous there, but we made it through. All right, let's step aside for another 3-minute break. We'll come back and we'll have our starting lineups and then tip off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. online at 1hbank.com.
The Nitro Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Back here in Highland, about to get this one underway between Centralia and Troy. Kind of dove into Centralia a little bit. Kind of talk about the Trojans now, as mentioned, coming off a four-game winning streak, having won six of their last seven games, and kind of an interesting finish of their season, being Donovan West in back-to-back games, now playing on their court here in the semifinal round. And they're looking to get back to the state tournament for the second time in the last 3 years after losing to Opie in the first round 2 years ago, 51-21, which ironically is who Centralia was upended by last year. And that one was a little bit closer. Final score in that one was 46-30. Now, let's go and take a look at the starters here. Who we got here, Crendon?
Well, going over Troy real quick, we have Seth Jude, number two, Gannon Bowe, number four, Christian Etherton, number 11, Henry Geiger, who is, what I was told, jersey's number 30.
Oh, okay.
Not 15. And then number 45, Jack Hartman. Looking over here on the Centralia boys' side, we have Quentin Alderfer, number two, number three, Maverick Becker, and then number four, Duke Timmel, number 10, Reese Tanking, and number 23, Paxton Bowers.
All right, those are your starters. So, again, for Troy, it's going to be Judd, Jasper, Bowe, Etherton, and Geiger, and Hartman. And then for Centralia, it's Alderfer, Becker, Timmel, Tanking, and Bowers. Should be a fun one. Got to get this one underway. Troy with their road blue on blues. And, again, they are the road team. Got the white letters and numbers with the Nike swoosh on the left shoulder. As for Centralia, they're with their home white on white with the black letters and numbers with the orange accent. And they are the home team as the number one seed. So I'm going to ask you, Crendon, do you think that maybe it's a little bit to the detriment of Centralia having that 11-day break here as they take on the Troy team in the semifinals?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to talk to you about that. So Coach Rod Bell mentioned that his head coach before him kind of said that you earn this. You earn this time off, so take it. Get some good practice and get your players healthy. They were dealing with some sickness, and I think a lot of schools right now, from what I've been hearing, are dealing with a little bit of sickness. So to get both of your teams kind of in here healthy, and I know that, you know, Nick Evans and his Troy team, they just played a week ago here. And, you know, coming in tonight, you know, 2 weeks, 1 week break, regardless, both teams, they're ready to play some basketball and get things going and get those feet on the court and get them moving.
Absolutely. It'll be Hartman tipping for Troy, and it'll be Timmel tipping, or Tanking tipping for Centralia. There's a tip. We are underway. We're behind the basket once again on the stage at Donovan West High School. So Troy is going away from us, and Centralia is coming towards us. We're looking from left to right. As driving baseline, nice find. Hartman layup is good on the feed from Gannon Bowe. And the Trojans are on the board first quickly. They're quickly back the other way. Centralia trying to move it. Is Bowers to Timmel. Matt Becker, their defensive specialist, the top of the key. Bowers, left side wing. High post catch. Tanking goes to work. Backdoor cut. Bowers, catch inside the paint. Shot no good off the right side. Rebound for
Henry Geiger, who again is wearing number 30, not number 15. Got to try to remember that. Here's Bo, far side wing, or left side wing, excuse me, pass inside. Hartman, shot right side, good, falling away to his right. Now, how about 4 quick points for Jack Hartman, the big fella. And the Trojans off to a hot start. Kimmel, he's going to spot up for 3, nobody there, and a little bit too strong. Long rebound for Etherton, on the run, they're leading the score. 11.4 points per game, out of control. The pass is deflected out of bounds, it'll stay with the Trojans. Centralia is the leading scorer of the season. Reese Tanking, 12.2 points per game, 6.7 boards, which is also second highest on the team. And Jack Hartman, off to a nice start, 4 points for him. He averages close to 9 points a game. Catches the inbound here. They'll bring it back to the perimeter on the right side. The top of the key, through the hands of Geiger, almost lost it. It's now going to be trying to save it. Throws it out of bounds off of Bowers, who was out of bounds. I guess his foot was out of bounds. It's going to be a Centralia basketball. So a turnover, a forced error there for the Trojans.
Already early in this game, the Troy boys have already picked up 2 rebounds off the backboard. None here for Centralia. You're hoping that in Centralia's side that you can start banging the boards a little earlier.
Bowers from the right side wing. The top of the key. Pass broken up by Judd. It's going to be a foul against Matt Becker, who tried to almost play the defensive on that play. So Judd, on his defensive play, causes the foul. It's the first foul of our ball game. Matt Becker pressuring Etherton, forces him to come to the ball quickly. Becker's such a great defender, quick hands, quick feet. Terrific wide receiver for the Centralia football team as well. Hartman stopped, far side block, man, flash in the lane, Gannon Bowe with a catch and a layup from the right side. And Gannon Bowe with his first basket of the game, it's 6-0. Favor of the Trojans. Spot up 3 for Tanking, that is short. Couple spot up 3s and out of bounds, it'll be toward basketball. I think that Hartman actually might have touched that last if Kimmel let that go. Instead, he tried to save it, and it's toward basketball.
We're just seeing an early look to how these teams faced earlier on the year in the 50-32 victory for Centralia. And, well, we'll see how things continue on.
Yeah, as mentioned, they went 0-10 from beyond the arc in that first half, and they are 0-2 so far. Judd, Sabo on the left side wing, dribbles towards the middle, gives it up to Hartman. Dribbles with his right. Backing down his man. Nice backdoor cut again. Geiger gets hit, but nothing called. Rebound Centralia off the mitt. He's slow to get up. And he is being some pain. And meanwhile, the ball goes out of bounds. He'll stay with the Panthers. And he's kind of just got shaken up a little bit. Might have gotten hit in the head. That's a lot of contact. Really surprised he didn't call anything. If anything, maybe his head hit the floor on the way down. But still, it looks like there was a lot of contact. So Centralia basketball underneath the basket. Inbound, high post, cutting in the lane, Timmel hanging in the air, shot no good, tipped up in the air, into the hands of Paxton Bowers, with a chance for the Panthers. Spot up 3 once again, it's time for Altifer is no good, rebound Timmel, that putback is good.
Timmel already with 2 rebounds early in this game, he got the defensive one down the court, this one offensive one, he goes in for 2.
Tallest player on the roster, using that length and athleticism to get them on the board for the first time tonight. Hartman from the high post, right side, stopped by Timmel, they'll kick it out. Both slips. Kept his dribble somehow. Gave it to Hartman. He'll try to drive right. Simon makes it home. Another shot for Jack Hartman falling away. That's 6 of the team's 8 points. It's 8-2. 3 minutes into the first quarter. Becker will give it up. Tanking to Bowers. Left side wing. Top of the key catch coming off the screen is the freshman phenom guard, Quentin Altifer. And he'll give it up to Matt Becker, and the senior will run the play. Tanking. Left side wing. Simmel coming off the screen makes the catch. Corner catch from Matt Becker. Entry pass. Bowers, right side block. Reverse layup shot up. Good and one. Much needed basket there for the Panthers. Hanging in the air, using that athleticism, lays it up and in. Makes it 8-4 with a chance to get back to the one possession deficit.
What an impressive play by Paxton Bowers. He was caught underneath the glass. We can get a great angle from here. It's like a 3D effect, but he was able to curve right around the glass and go in. A great finish.
Free throw on its way, no good. An offensive rebound by Altifer. Another chance for the Panthers. A little pass to Bowers, right back to Altifer. Wide open 3, right side corner. Good! And the freshman gets the Panthers within 1. What a comeback after taking an 8-2 lead. A 6-0 run for the Panthers. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Spot up, long 2 is good for Gannon Bowe off the dribble. Not an easy shot there. He has 4. on offense here so far. Backdoor cut, baseline, catchbacker at the block, kick out, left side wing, Odafer trying to pass to Simmel, he wasn't ready. Cut off by Bo and intercepted by Seth Judd of Troy. Here come the Trojans. Bo, left side wing, hesitates, strides, left side, Bo with his right hand from the left side. Bo and Hartman both with six apiece. It's 12-7, Troy. Simmel, or Reagan Pardon, yeah, it was Simmel, thought about it, but gave it up instead. After a slow start from beyond the arc, they did get all the first three in the corner as it's poked away. Nice hands by Jack Hartman, taking that away from Bowers. Clock stops, 3:31 to go first quarter. Back here to do the inbounding. It'd be a triangle formation with one, and it's Bowers out. And cutting toward the basket is Timmel. No good. Put back for Timmel is good. And more offensive rebounding from Duke Timmel. He's got four. And 12-9. Atherton, he's off to a little bit of a slow start, trying to get some scoring from him going. He drives left, gets past Timmel. Footer, no good. Just outside the paint. Rebound Centralia. They're on the run. Oliver thought about another three. Kind of stuttered his steps. No travel, but he turns it over. Here comes Hartman. Cross that court left side. Gets bumped by Aldifer. Nothing called. Keep it. Backdoor cut for Judd. It's broken up and thrown away momentarily by Bowers. Back into the hands of Jack Hartman. Inside the paint. Backdoor pass intended for Bo, but it goes off the foot of Bowers. And out of bounds, he'll stay with the Trojans. 2:52 to go, first quarter.
One thing I'd like to make a comment on is Troy Blaze. They're averaging 11 steals per game already in this quarter. They're around 2-3. Central, they really have to not let that pressure get to them and let easy steals and let the choice go into a fast break like they have been doing.
By Whistler just checked in. Pass goes through his hands, trying to scoop it up. It's loose, picked up by Bowers. In transition, he came in for Hartman to give him some rest. There's a nice pass fake in one. That's good with the foul, but the layup from back to Bowers. He's lying right in front of us, and he has a chance to tie this game after that hoop and harm.
I'll tell you what, Bowers, impressive shots already in this game. The layup that he started with, he got the end. He couldn't hit the and one, but there, a good pass fake to Quinton Aldifer and then a finish.
Here's it for Bowers. It is good. Missed his first free throw, gets that one to go. We are tied after a 6-0 start for Troy. We are now tied 12-12. 2:38 to go first quarter. High scoring game, fast action. Class 1AB1, Jonathan West, sub-state semifinal. Centralia and Troy, two TVL foes going at it. Here is Judd. Left side corner, dribbles to the wing. At the top of the key, defended loosely by Reese Tanking. Screen by Whistler, goes to his left, lost it, tried to give it up to Whistler, but fumbled into the hands of Aldifer. Here comes the freshman up the left side to the wing. Three legs dribble. Conkford is tanking, can't get it to him, so instead gives it to Timmel, hand it back to Matt Becker from inside the half-court circle as head coach Nick Evans barks out the play call here. Tanking. Timmel with a catch, hands it off to Bowers. Right side wing catch, step back three on the way for the freshman Aldifer. That is off the front end, no good. Tipped up into the hands of Henry Geiger. Solid rebounder in his own right. Judd will slow it up. He'll walk it across half court. Now go to the right side, to the wing. Defended by Aldifer, coming off a screen, making a catch, and a shot by Etherton. That was no good, didn't have his feet underneath him. But an offensive rebound by Whistler. Here's a shot that's no good from 15 feet for Seth Judd off the dribble. Rebound Paxton Bowers. In the back break. Bowers trying to pass it. He fumbles it and picks it back up. And his shot is swatted, but he's fouled. Ian and Bo, I think, is the offender this time. And two free throws coming up again for Paxton Bowers.
Paxton Bowers already inserting dominance here in the game. He's been up to the line three times. The only Centralia boys to reach that line. It must be his favorite traveling destination this evening or this night. And here he's already splashed two free throws of his three he shot.
You know, at six, solid start. Paxton Bowers averaging 11.7 points per game, but that's actually third on the team in scoring. Behind Timmel and Tanking. Second free throw is good as well. So after missing the first, he's made three free throws in a row. Gets Centralia with their first lead of the night. It's 14-12. Hartman's going to bring it up. He came out momentarily. Back in the ball game in for Whistler. Etherton. Drives right side in the lane. Shot over Timmel. No good. Rebound. Reese Tanking of Centralia. On a way to go, outlet pass deflected into the hands of Gannon Bow. 2-1 fast break dish off to Hartman, who lays it up and in. Wasting no time getting adjusted, getting back into the ballgame. Troy is 14 points made up by two players. Quickly going the other way, Matt Becker with a layup on the right block. And Troy kind of caught lacking a bit, and Matt Becker, his first points of the ballgame. 48 seconds left to go, 16-14 Centralia. Throw to Hartman, right side wing. Loosely defended by Timmel. Drives right, kick. Geiger, right three, corner. Too strong. Into the hands of Jack Hartman. The short corner, backdoor cut. Geiger, shot is good and one. Henry Geiger flashed towards the basket. Got the layup to go, plus the foul. And a chance for the Trojans to take the lead once again. As the game is tied, 16-16. 30.8 seconds left here in the quarter. Free throw is good. First player not named Gainenbo or Jack Hartman for Troy to score. What a first quarter it has been. 6 points for, make that actually 7 points for Paxton Bowers, 8 for Jack Hartman, and 6 for Gainenbo. And Coach Evan signals for the final shot here. Bowers on the wing on the left side, 10 seconds to go. Bowers gets a screen by Timmel with 5 seconds. Drives, kicks, taking three seconds. That's short. Loose on the rebound, picked up by Altifer. Shot is not going to count. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. And what a fun one it was. 17-16 Troy, back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Rennebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
Boy, what a fun first quarter here, Crendon. I mean, talk about just kind of what happened there in that first quarter. A lot of offense. It was a lot of offense. Jack Hartman for the Troy boys had 6 points. Gainenbo had six. You look over to the Centralia boys, Paxton Bowers, let me tell you, had 7 points on that quarter. Centralia first possession of this second quarter. Bowers, as mentioned, leading the score so far. Backdoor cut. And Becker has it stripped. Judd with the takeaway. Now a foul on the reach-in going the other way. And Becker, I believe that's the second personal, and it is. Decision time for head coach Nick Evans, but they will leave him in the ballgame for the time being. Mentioned how great his defense is. Will he have to possibly ring that in a little bit to avoid a third foul? Judd. Give it up to Hartman, top of the key. Stops at the left side elbow. Gives up his dribble. Now Timmel closes in. Give it out to Etherton, left side wing. Thought about the step back three. Instead dishes it off. Spin move, middle. Hartman, good again. Staying hot. He is the first player to double digits. He's got 10. 7-10 to go second quarter. 19-16 Troy. Winner to face Bishop Seabury in the sub-state championship on Saturday. Entry pass. Nice find. Timmel. Shot no good as he hangs in the air. Another offensive rebound and another basket for Duke Timmel. And whistle and Etherton steps over the line. And that's a turnover on the inbound. And Centralia is going to get the ball. Chance to take the lead. A little over a minute into the second quarter.
One thing I do want to mention about that first quarter is that the Troy boys were dominating that rebound battle pretty early, but Centralia was able to win it 8-6, finalizing.
Three no good from tanking. Offensive rebound. Bowers lays it in. So the rebound starting to go in favor of the Panthers a little bit, despite Troy having a little bit of a size advantage. And the Panthers have retaken the lead at 20-19. 90 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Crossover dribble. Judd gets past Altifer. Layup. Oh, no help defense there for the Panthers. And Judd with his first basket of the ballgame. Steph Judd on the season, averaging 8 points per contest. As Bowers trying to quickly answer. And goes out of bounds right in front of us. And it goes to Troy. The one and done here for Centralia, and the Trojans' chance to extend their lead.
One thing that Troy is doing exceptionally well is the dribble and drive. They're finishing very nicely, especially Jack Hartman, who's got 8 points already this game. That's his average, 8.6 points per game. He's also got two rebounds so far.
So let's start for him. Here's Judge trying to get another basket. He'll drive and kick. Hartman, the top of the key, almost lost in the short corner. Defended heavily by Timmel, just outside the block. And lob out, I think it was intended for Geiger, but goes into the hands of Etherton. Fortunately for the Trojans, now a whistle and a push. And is that against Becker? It is. So that's his third foul. Mentioned that Coach Evans bold to leave him in, but it's going to cost him. And it'll be the first time tonight we see Ben Haberkamp. Nick Evans has talked a lot of great things about Haberkamp being able to be one of the guys they rely on in situations like this. He'll have an opportunity to earn more playing time for next year. This is a big moment for him. He has the task of guarding Christian Etherton. That's a tough task for him. Zeevy's up to it. Drive baseline. Nice step back. Long two. Good. Right through there for Seth Judd. What a tough shot for Seth. He has four. All of which coming here in this quarter. Trojans extend their lead to three. Stowers brings it up. Haberkamp looking inside. Nothing there. Timmel defended by Jack Hartman. Over the left side. Aldifer. He's trying to get into him as well. Going to feed Timmel, who's off to a nice start tonight, 6 points. High post catch tanking. Kick it out to the perimeter. Aldifer now dribbles back. Good defense so far from Troy. Screen to get Aldifer free for a long two, and it is good from straight away. 16-footer for Aldifer. He's got five. And a timeout called. 30-second break. Let's go ahead and step aside. 4:59 to go in the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
23-22, Troy leading Centralia. And Crittenden, you really like the non-ball movement there from Centralia.
Yeah, setting a screen from all the way down from the low block underneath the glass, setting going up to the top of the arc, setting the screen, and just allowing Aldifer to go up to the high post, finesse his shot, let it go nothing but net, going into the timeout. It was just a beautiful movement.
It really was, and as a result, they're now down by one. Troy with the basketball. Here's Hartman. He's been so good tonight, 10 points. Goes to work from the short corner. Now he retreats to the right side corner. To the wing. Gives up his dribble. In trouble. Backdoor cut. Nice find for Geiger. Fadeaway jumper. No good from 6 feet. Nice high rebound right near the net for Duke Timmel. The Panthers a chance to take the lead once again. This has been back and forth ever since a slow start for the Panthers. They started down 6-0. Came back. Trailed 8-6. And since then, it's been back and forth ever since. Centralia's first lead was 14-12. Haberkamp. Finds Timmel inside, and Judd with the reach in. And that will be his, let's see, it's a second foul.
Tell you what, Duke Timmel, he's already having himself a great game. He's got 6 rebounds on this game already and 6 points. He averages 9 rebounds a game.
And range jumper good for Paxton Bowers on the inbound. Nice feed from Reese Tanking. And Bowers, another basket, and he's got 11. So he is now the game leader in scoring. 24-23, halfway through the second period. Geiger, left side wing, defended by Tanking. Drive and kick, right side corner, three for Judd. He's been hot so far, can't get that one down, popped in there and popped out. Long rebound, Timmel keeps himself, a nice hustle by Judd. He saves it, but it goes out of bounds. That's the kind of hustle that he brings to the table. I don't think there's anybody on the court, maybe besides Maverick Becker, who is faster than Seth Judd. I mean, those two, I would love to see them go on a foot race. They are both really quick.
Yeah, Judd, as you mentioned, very quick on the court. He's been getting faster here in the second quarter. He's got 4 points already in it. Hope that he can try to get things more going for the Troy side of things.
Right side wing catch for Bowers. Lob inside Timmel. Defended by Bowers. And Etherton half took a charge, but it doesn't matter because Timmel lays it up and in. He's got 8. And the high scoring continues. A fun one here in Highland. Sub-state semifinal. Winner will take on Bishop Seabury in the championship. Our first game went to overtime. Could we possibly see another? Bo drives, Pass deflected, loosely into the hands of Hartman. Inside the paint, deflected, and thrown away. That was a triple team around Jack Hartman. And now just trying to hold on to it. Gets bumped, nothing called. Pass up ahead. Tanking is fouled on the floor. And another foul against the Trojans. That's their second of the quarter with 3:11 to go. It goes against Geiger. That's his first. Centralia trying to extend their already largest lead of the ball game, which sits at 3. Bowers just inside the perimeter, kicks it out to Altifer. That was close to a travel. A little bit lackadaisical with the basketball as he was setting up the play. Simmel makes the catch just to the right of the top of the key. And from the same left side, Bowers goes to his right. Backdoor cut. Altifer, nice wraparound pass, but deflected out of bounds. Intended for Timmel, and out of bounds, left touch by Centralia. It'll go to Troy. I like what they did there. Didn't quite execute it, though.
Yeah, a lot of ball movement. Probably should maybe kick out, extend around the perimeter, and then try to look for your options. A lot of people were in the middle inside the paint there. It was a mosh pit. But, you know, luckily enough here, you know, Troy and Aaron will come up on top and go down the court with it.
And a chance for them to possibly tie it, trailing by 3, 2:40 to go, second quarter. Etherton handling, defended by Haverkamp still. He's done a good job defending him, but now he lets him blow by him. He'll pull up 15 feet. No good. Long rebound into the arms of Paxton Bowers from the right side corner. He'll bring it up himself. Goes to the right. Lobs at high post. Catch taking. Back to the basket. Turns. Nice move. And he's hitting the arm. Shot is good and one. Oh, a nice lucky bounce off the back of the iron. It falls through. And Reese tanking with his first basket. What a time for it. And he averages 12.2 points per game. Need him to get going if they want to have a chance to win this one. But he had the 3-point lead without him. But it's kind of poured on if he can really get going here.
Yeah, thank you. He's been pretty quiet so far in this game. No rebounds, no points there. He picks up the and one and makes it go through.
29-23, largest lead for either team to this point. Tied for the largest lead of the day. It was 6-0 at the start for Troy. Harmon nearly fumbled it. He's underneath the basket. He'll kick it out. Long two on the way. This is for Rosenberger, and it is good. Coming off the bench, Caden Rosenberger for Troy to get back within 4. And Altifer traveled as soon as he caught it on the left side wing. Buttered his feet. He kind of did that last possession when he caught it at the top of the key. And Troy, a chance to get back within 1 possession.
One thing Troy's got to do is limit the turnovers. They average 12.6 turnovers a game. This one early on, they're closing on to the double digits in turnovers. They cannot keep playing the steals, especially the Troy, and, you know, just giving a few turnovers overall.
Well, it's impressive they only get 12.6 turnovers per game. And Troy, so quick, they've been able to give them a lot of problems. Here's a long two for Bo off the dribble. It's no good. Rebound for Quinton Altifer. 1:34 to go in the half. Reminder that our halftime show is coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Altifer had it poked away by Etherton. Here he goes in fast break. Off the steal. Right-handed layup. Good. Lead cut in half down to 2. His first basket of the game. So both of the team's leading scorers coming in tonight. Late bloomers, but able to get their first points of the ball game. Bowers, right side corner, drives baseline, lost it, picked up by Hartman. And he has it stripped. That's picked up by Haverkamp. That's loose. That's picked up by Etherton. That's loose. On the floor, Haverkamp picked up by Bowers. 2-on-1, Bowers lays it up and in. What a rally. Fumbling. And Centralia gets a layup. 31-27, Panther lead. 54.7 seconds left in the half. Timeout called by Coach Rodville. He's not happy with the officials here. And we'll step aside for a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
31-27, Centralia leading Troy, 54.7 seconds left in the quarter. Well, I was about to announce the score, but we'll talk about those scores during the halftime. How about that? Back here in this one, that was quite the rally there at the end of the break.
Yeah, it looks like someone greased up the ball. It looks like my dog when you throw him a chew toy in the backyard. It was going all over the place. But here, Troy, they have the possession with 50 seconds to go.
Bowers ended up getting a layup out of all of that. There's about three turnovers for each team during that exchange. As Captain Jasper makes his first appearance of the night, shooting 36 from beyond the arc, 36%, excuse me. And a splash in the paint by Bo, and a half shot, half pass there for Bo. He's hanging in the air and got rid of it. Here's a fadeaway by Bo off 1 foot, no good. And a rebound by Tanking, and he stepped out of bounds. It'll be Troy basketball once again. So not really, I think, the shot that head coach Jonathan Roosevelt wanted out of that possession. Henry Geiger checking back in for Jasper. Inbound, Hartman, left side from beyond the arc. He has 10 points, 2 points here in this quarter, though. Pass falling away. Geiger spins to the left side. Shot is deflected and out of bounds to Centralia. It got touched in midair, but he was still able to hold on to it and get the shot up, and that shot went out of bounds. So Centralia basketball with 16 seconds left. And Coach Evans wants to once again hold for the final shot. Down to 10. Bowers across that court. Down to 7. Dribbles to his left. 5 seconds. Jump stop. Shot with 3. No good. Tipped up in the air, and that's how the half will come to a close. 31-27 Centralia. They get 15 points in the second quarter, and they hold Troy to just 10. Our halftime report coming up next, brought to you by Havana Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here at Highland, Jared Sluppy alongside Crinden Prophet. Centralia, the one seed, leading the four seed Troy 31-27. Kind of recapping what happened so far. Troy started the ball game with a 6-0 run, but Centralia, it bounced right back, got down to 8-6 from there, back and forth the rest of that quarter, in which the Trojans had the 17-16 lead going into the second quarter. Hartman got off to a white hot start, so did Gannon Bowe. Paxton Bowers kept Centralia in the ball game, and in the second quarter, it stayed close continuously, but Centralia was able to find a way to slow Centralia down a bit and keep their offense going, they were able to slow Troy down a bit and keep their offense going, as the Trojans were held to just 10 points in the second quarter to get us to 31-27 here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Brendan, you got that for us?
Yes, I do. Let's start off by talking about the Trojan Boys. Starting off with number two, Seth Jude, had a pretty good resume in the second quarter, 4 points just in the second alone, all 4 points currently in the game. Gannon Bowe, number four, he has 6 points altogether, one unofficial rebound. Christian Etherton, one rebound, 2 points, those points coming from the second quarter. Let's go to Caden Rostenberger, who has 3 points on the game, hit the three-point shot in the second quarter. Henry Geiger, who has 3 points on the game, he got a and one off of the layup, and he's got two rebounds. Colton Lutke didn't start this game, but he has no things there. Wyatt Whistler, he's got a rebound. Jack Hartman, he's got currently 8 points on the game and two rebounds. Looking over here at the Centralia boys' side, Quinton Aldifer with 5 points on the game, hit a three-point shot in the first quarter, three rebounds on the game. Maverick Becker, 2 points. Duke Timmel, 8 points and seven rebounds. He averages 9 rebounds a game, 11.8 points per game. Reese Tanking with 3 points on the game, getting that and one and one rebound. Paxton Bowers, talked about the game so far with him the first half, 13 points and five rebounds. And I'm not sure if I'm tracking rebounds better for one team than the other team, but Centralia, they finished that first half with 15 rebounds, seven in the second quarter. And Troy, they finished that first half with 7 rebounds, one rebound in the second quarter. So I'm not sure if that's just me for every one team on the rebound set, but I can tell you this, Centralia, they are hitting the boards very well, and they dominated in that second quarter. You mentioned the 0-8 start for Centralia, and that wasn't just in points, that was in rebounds. But they've been able to pick things up on all ends of the board, all ends of things. They lead the scoring, they lead the rebounds, they lead the turnovers, and that's what's going to have to be the story for them if they want to win this game going in the second half.
We'll talk more about keys to the second half coming up here in just a little bit. That was Crennan Prophet, Jared Sulpey alongside, and we're going to send it to another break as our halftime score once again. 181, Donovan West, sub-state semifinal game. Centralia leads Troy 31-27. Back in a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Back here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia with a 31-27 lead here in the Class 1A D1 Boys, Donovan West, sub-state semifinal. And now time to look at some other area scores going on at the moment. And for the games that are going on right now, we just have one score. It's a girls halftime 2A Jefferson County North sub-state semifinal score. with Jefferson County North leading Morehead Matt Academy 22-19. How about that one? Tom Couch calling that one on 93.7 FM KAIR. Games have finalized already. 182 boys, Hanover defeating Lynn 59-31. They are on to the championship. Take on the winner of Axel and Blue Valley Randolph. Frankfort upsets Osborne 61-55. They'll get the winner of Clifton Clyde and Rock Hills. 181, the boys game before ours started. Bishop Seabury got a 57-55 win over Burlingame in overtime. Class 3A, Beloit is taking on Silver Lake in the Riley County sub-state. And we don't have a final for that one, but they'll take on the winner of Rossville and Omaha Central, which is going on right now. Sabetha defeated Hiawatha 48-41, and they'll take on the winner of Pair of the Compton and Topeka Hayden. That is the Royal Valley Class 3A sub-state. Brandon Tavin got the call on that one over there on KNZA. 2A girls, Riverside defeated Pleasant Ridge 45-28. And, of course, the winner of JCN and Morehead Matt Academy taking on the Cyclones in the sub-state championship. And the other 2A in the Wabunsee 2A sub-state semifinals, Valley Heights defeated Bennington 53-29. That was the game that we broadcast before we came on the air. And Valley Heights will take on the winner of Sacred Heart and Wabunsee. So, Corinne, kind of getting ready back for this one. Some keys to the game for both teams.
So, if you're sitting Charlie right now, keep doing what you're doing. You outscore the Trojan boys 15-10 in that second quarter, and then you outscore them 7-1 in the rebound. Talk about the Troy big keys here is that they got to find their player to step up into this game. Talk about Christian Etherton. He only had 2 points in that in that whole first half, and he averages nearly 11 a game.
We are underway here with the second half. Failed to mention our scoring update sponsor, Whole House Auto House in Fairview. With time to update your vehicle. How many Whole House vehicles have you seen today? WholeHouseAutoHouse.com. 31-27, Centralia with the lead, Troy with the basketball. Good move, Geiger. Passed off to Harmon. Shot from straight away. No good. Tipped up in the air. Loose. Picked up a retaking of Centralia. Tanking with 3 points so far on his night. A field goal and a free throw. Haberkamp calling for it on the far side corner. Or the right side corner, excuse me. He'll reverse it. Autofer thought about the three. Holds on to it. To Bowers. Right side wing. Entry pass. High post catch. Tanking. Pass it back. And now Autofer will ask for a new play call here. Coach Evans knows how significant this possession right here is. Chance for them to possibly get up by three possessions. Abraham's going to try a three off the catch. A little bit too strong. And loose and picked up by Seth Judd. Big time stop for the Trojans. Go ahead.
They had a great dive at possession. They had two open three-point shots. Didn't take it there at the very end. Abraham wind up taking it. Couldn't get it.
Three for Geiger. No good. Tipped in the air by Altifer into the hands of Timmel. I was going to say that Matt Becker not starting the second half for Centralia. It has been Haberkamp instead. And as for Troy, they go with their original starting five. Bowers drive, kick, tanking, right side, wing three, no good, rebound Seth Judd. That starting five in question is Hartman, Judd, Bowe, Geiger, and Etherton. So Judd will bring it up. Singles for Bowe to clear out. He had 6 points in that first quarter. Etherton drives right side. Wing lays it up and in. Beautiful blow by Christian Etherton. And their leading scorer now with 4 points on the ballgame.
Mentioned my keys going into this, that he's got to get more involved in this game. Someone's got to step up for the Troy Trojan. And so far, he's doing pretty good to start this quarter.
Absolutely, they needed that basket. Nice find for Haberkamp. Right side block. Tanking with a nice up and under. Shot good off the glass on the right side. And Reese Tanking, lead scorer for Centralia, now has five. Talking about leading scorer for the season for both Etherton and for Tanking. Bowe thought about the three right side corner, then passes it up. Jack Hartman, high post catch. Drive right side, has it just ripped away by Duke Timmel. Wasn't very strong with the basketball that time. He just had it over his head, and Timmel said, okay, I'll take it. Powers across half court. This is left, crossover dribble. Trying to get past Gannon Bowe. He does so successfully. Stops, gets Hartman up in the air, slips under, lays it in from the right side. Back to Bowers again. He has just been masterful with the basketball. He has 15. He's 35-29. Tied for the largest lead for either team of the day. Left side corner catch, Geiger. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hartman, right elbow catch. Back to the basket. Now squares up. Pass, left side corner. Judd, he wanted to drive, but has to pass it up. He gets it back. Defended by Bowers. Right side wing. Etherton trying to get free. He does so. Hands it off to him. Drive. Shot no good. short, rebound taking Centralia. That was a key possession for the Trojans. They can't capitalize. Okay, Coach Nick Evans for Centralia calls out the play. Aldifer, left side wing catch. Taking posting up. Nice job reading it for Christian Etherton. And a foul against Centralia as they try to take it out of Etherton's hand. It's the first foul of the half. That goes against Tanking. That's his first. 4:23 to go here in the third quarter. This quarter has been just blazing by. And now we'll get to see Matt Becker for the first time here in the second half. He'll come in for Ben Haverkamp. He's done a nice job in his absence. Judd across that court. Beale met there by Aldifer. Goes to his right, our left. Stops at the wing. Enter pass, Hartman, trying to get him going here in the second half. Makes his move. Shot no good off of his opposite foot. That was kind of an awkward shot. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Timmel of Centralia.
Centralia, they're starting the second half strong in the man-to-man. Troy was kind of preparing for that coming into this game, but here you can see the pressure against Troy as they're trying to get inside.
Inbound from Hartman. Goes to Judd. Give it right back to Hartman. Nice hands by Bowers to strip it away. Fast break, right side. Bowers keeps it himself, lays it up, and he's fouled. And go to the line to shoot two.
That's Paxton Bowers. Fourth time up to the line tonight. I mentioned that the first half, a favorite traveling destination for the young man up to the line. He's done pretty well for himself on the night.
I prefer more of a tropical destination, but hey, whatever works. First free throw, a little bit short, no good. Now 3 for 5 on the day from the charity stripe. That foul, by the way, picked up by Seth Judd, so that is his third. Second free throw is good. ...36-29 Centralia, largest lead for either team of the day. 3:48 to go, third quarter. After a bit of a slow start, here's a pass deflected, stolen away by Bowers again. To say a slow start today for Centralia, they have more than made up for that. And a bumping foul against Gannon Bowe.
So Bowers stepping in nicely. You know, I see Maverick Becker still in the court, but Becker's the one who's usually considered the lockdown defender of this defense, averaging 3 steals a game. But here, you're already seeing Bowers taking this game into his own hands, starting the second half with 2 steals.
Caden Rosenberger checking in for Bowe. Becker gets the inbound pass in the backcourt. Aldifer. Bowers, left side wing, going to try a triple. That's short. Long rebound into the hands of Tanking. Catches it in the corner. Wraparound pass to Aldifer. He drives. Hartman takes a charge, and they're going to give it to him. Coach Evans not happy about that call. And that is just his first personal foul. Coach Evans, a very opinionated coach. Always love to ask him a lot of fun questions in our locker room chat. Got to talk to him, of course, last Wednesday, our last edition of locker room chat. Here's a high post catch for Hartman. He has it poked away by Bowers into the hands of Timmel. That's, I believe, the third consecutive steal by Paxton Bowers. Unreal stuff from him. And the Panthers trying to grow their lead with 3 minutes to go in the third. 36-29. Stutter step three for Becker. That's short. And offensive rebound by Duke Timmel. Left side block. Kicks it out. Aldifer stutter steps. He thought about it. Nice pass. Backdoor cutbacker. Lays it up and no good. Too strong off the glass. The rebound for Jack Hartman. He'll keep it himself. Needed that stop for the Trojans. Timeout called by head coach Jonathan Rodbell. Quite the start for the Panthers, but not a whole lot of scoring out of the break as they've led Troy just 4-2 here in this opening few minutes. That's a low-scoring third quarter. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
KMZN.
A rematch from the sub-state semifinal from a year ago. Centralia trying to win in back-to-back years against this Troy team in the semifinal round. 36-29, they currently have a lead over the Trojans. 2:40 to go here in the third quarter. Brandon, your thoughts on how things have gone so far here in the third?
Yeah, well, right now, currently, Centralia, they're outscoring Troy 5-2 so far in this quarter. They're winning the rebounds, and they're winning turnovers as well. Obviously, they just need to finish, capitalize. They get second-chance opportunities on their offensive possessions, but they're not finishing it through and expanding upon their lead. Get back 3%. Shot is good from the right corner. A celebratory shout, much needed for the Trojans. It was kind of a questionable shot selection, but he drains it. A much, much needed shot for the Trojans. Becker trying to respond, drives right, reverses, kicks. Tanky's going to try to respond with a three of his own, and he's got it. Oh, my goodness. Out of the timeout, both teams hit threes. It's 39-32. Atherton driving left side, has it stripped away, taken away by Becker. Here comes the speedy senior. Gives up to Bowers. Floater. Good in transition. And Bowers now with 18 points. It's 41-32, their largest lead of the day. Trying to respond quickly. Geiger runs through. Offensive foul. No, they switched it last second. He said offensive foul and he changed it in a flash. So it'll be a blocking foul against Reese Tanking. Oh my goodness. What a rally from both teams out of the timeout. So a three from Judd, a three from Tanking. A layup from Bowers, and an offensive foul that's turned into a blocking call. Inbound, Geiger, left side block, defended by Tanking, shot off the glass is no good, right to us. And it'll be out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans as we have to kick it to the officials.
I think I just got a kicking foul called again.
Boy, there isn't a scuff on the basketball now. The inbound goes to Judd. Corner three is halfway down, popped out of there. Oh, my goodness. What have been that scuff? 1:35 to go, third quarter. 41-32 Centralia. Today, fun past minute or so of action after a slow start to the quarter. Drive left, Bowers to the block. Underneath the basket, kick out. Tanking's going to try another one. Can he hit another one? Oh, yes, he can. Oh, my goodness. Reese Tanking. Stop it, young fella. 11 points, 8 in the quarter. It's 44-32.
I'll tell you what, the tank is loaded because artillery has been fired. He shot two threes and banked them both.
Hartman nonchalantly fires a 15-footer. No good. He kind of just slowly moved towards the basket, stopped 15, and pulled up like there was nobody there. It's no good off the right side of the rim. And Centralia has a chance to keep extending their lead, which is now at 12. Bowers, step back, give up the tanking. Feed the young man. Kick it out. Bowers, right side of wing. Steps to the high post, kick it out, Haverkamp. Lob inside, Tim Olds, kind of a weak pass to get to him. Layup is good, hangs it up and in, and one. And this Tim Olds comes alive here in the third quarter after being scoreless up to this point. He's now got 10. The hoop and the arm. And 39.8 seconds left.
Now, Centralia, they got three players in the double digits right here on the game. They're absolutely dominating. They got all their good star players to step up big. And Troy, that's what they're lacking right now. And they don't just want their star players. They need their whole team right now to pick things up in this play.
So that foul, by the way, went against Seth Judd. That's his fourth. Free throw off the right side. No good. Head rebound, Henry Geiger. So those three guys in question that are in double digits, they average double digits per game. Tanking averages 12. Timmel averages 12. And Bowers close to averaging 12 as well. 28 seconds left. 46-32 Centralia. Kind of a lopsided quarter like we saw in the fourth quarter in the first meeting. Three off the dribble for Etherton straight away. Too strong. Tipped in the air by Haverkamp and saves it left side corner. 15 seconds to go. Coach Evans wants to hold this to the last shot. Bowers across half court. Screen by Timmel goes to his right. Nice hands by Bo to poke it free into the hands of Etherton. Here come the Trojans. Right-handed layup. Good. Needed that one. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 8 points for Gannon Bo. We will go to the fourth. 46-34 Centralia. 8 minutes away for the Panthers getting back to the sub-state championship back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
8 minutes left to go. Centralia trying to get to the sub-state championship once again this season. They're leading Troy 46-34. Jared Sluppy alongside Crittenden Prophet. Been a fun one here so far. Here's a three right off the gate for Alderford. No good. A short tipped up in the air by Bowers, and he hauls it in. Right side corner. Bob inside for tanking. Underneath the basket. Power dribble. He lost it, but his last touch by the Trojans. Boy, that was a fast moving about 2.5 minutes of that third quarter.
Anyway, Centralia's already at 24 rebounds on this game. They've held Troy to around near 10. So it's been a crash of the boards here for this Centralia boys team.
Did a couple threes late in the third quarter. Now Alderford almost muffs it. Picked up by Becker, fortunately for the Panthers. And they retain possession as we're already 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, if I can do math correctly. Bowers with it. About 30 feet away from the basket, loosely defended by Gannon Bowe. Trying to drive around him, can't do so, so he gives it up. Timmel, back it down Hartman, high post catch for Becker. Keeps it out right side wing for Alderford, and passes it back to Becker. 45-second possession here for the Panthers. Now, poke free, loose, and over on. A nice job by Bowe, and a jump ball. And possession arrow favors the Trojans. That was a 54-second possession. Terrific defense there by the Trojans.
Yeah, one thing I want to talk about is that third quarter. The Centralia team was able to outscore 15-7 in the third. They also outscored 15-10 in the second. So Centralia, very consistent so far in the last two quarters. Troy, fluctuation from 10 points in the second quarter and 7 points in the third.
And that's after they got off to a really slow start in the ball game. Nice crossover dribble. Fadeaway three for Jasper is no good. Off the bench, rebound Geiger. This one back is no good, but he's fouled. Gaston Jasper, as mentioned earlier in the broadcast, he is the leading three-point shooter on the team at 36%, but that was not a very high percentage shot that time. Geiger goes to the free throw line. Is this right? Just the second free throw attempt of the game for Troy, as the first one is good. And both of them have been by Geiger.
Yeah, Geiger, who averages 7 points per game, is currently only at 4 points per game, and usually averaging 9 rebounds, is only at 4.
Rebound for Timmel off the second free throw that was missed. So if my stats are correct, that was just their second and third free throw attempts of the game for Troy, and all of which have been shot by Geiger. Here's tanking, dribbles towards the middle to Becker. Thought about the three, just to the right of the top of the key. Now tanking will fire from the top of the key, and that is good. That was about 3 feet from beyond the arc, trying to apply a dagger. That is his third three that he's made here in the second half. He has 14. Well, 19 points for Paxton Bowers to lead all scorers. Also 10 points for Duke Timmel as well. Now a turnover by Jack Hartman into the hands of Reese Tanking with a steal. 2 minutes in to this fourth quarter, it's 49-35. They continue to grow their largest lead in the ballgame. While it was about 7 points, or later in the third quarter is when they're able to expand it. And Reese Tanking, Matt Becker, with the layup and in. He now has four. It's 51-35. Timeout called by Coach Rodvelt. It's starting to become desperation time for the Trojans. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
51-35, Centralia trying to pull away from the Trojans late, and boy, they have just been off to a fantastic start here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's been a great start. As I mentioned, the rebound battle still continues. Centralia, they've started off hot here in this fourth quarter. Talk about Reese tanking. He's made his last three threes. He's got 14 points on the game, four rebounds. And then looking over here at the Troy Trojans, Geiger, he's got the only points here in this fourth quarter with only one rebound.
So out of the break, Trojans will inbound it. Here is Seth Judd. In there with Jasper, Hartman, Bow, and Etherton. For Centralia, it's Oliver, tanking, Timmel, Bowers, and Becker. Jasper gives up to Judd, who will hand it off to Bow. Entry pass, Hartman, double-teamed. Gets around the double-team, lays it up, no good on the reverse. He wanted the foul on Oliver, didn't get it. 5.5 minutes to go. Bowers to Oliver, goes out the play, he's double-teamed. And splits the double-team, loses it. The freshman turns it over, whistle, and they're going to say a late kicking of the basketball against Troy, so Centralia holds on to the ball. They'll get it near half court on the right side.
One thing I'd like to mention, Duke Timmel has hit a double-double. He's got 12 rebounds and 10 points on the game. Great work.
He's been fantastic all night long, and this is a double-double. How about that? Bauer is out to Altifer. Tries to pass it to him right back, and it's deflected out of bounds. And officials will discuss. They'll stay with Panthers. Paxton Bowers leads all scorers with 19 points. 4-for-6 from the free throw line additionally. Inbound to Timmel. Right side short corner. Pass out. Becker. Quick pass to Altifer. Away from Seth Judd. Pass out to Becker. He's trying to hook some clock. Make some smart decisions, some smart passes. Now Bowers going to try a three right side. That's too strong. Got a low arching three-pointer. Rebound Etherton. Now the pass ahead to Gannon Bow. Layup blocked. Oh my goodness, what a rejection of Bowers. That's going to be a goaltend. Oh man, I don't know about that. That was really close. But I mean, that I didn't know he had that kind of hops in him. That, I mean, he's probably about maybe my height. He's 6 foot. He got up there and got a goaltend.
That was an explosive jump.
So Gannon Bow is awarded the 2 points. He has 10 points. And now a poke away by Bow into the backcourt, picked up by Tanking. He's double teamed, pass up ahead, is stolen away by Etherton. Bad decisions here by Centralia, keeps himself, lays it up and in. The deficit is now down to 12. And Etherton now has 6 points. Troy still got a lot of work to do, just a little bit outside of the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Bowers gets away from Jasper, pass to Tanking. Far side, make that right side corner. Drives to the short corner. Bowers, Altifer, top of the key. Couple dribbles, stop there, the high post by Hartman. Entry pass, Tanking, backing down Etherton. Shot no good, too strong, but he's fouled from the right side block. He'll go to the line to shoot two. This game, I would argue, hasn't been that physical. Not a whole lot of fouls for either team. That foul goes against Etherton. That is Troy's first foul of this quarter. Centralia has only fouled once as well.
Yeah, coming into the game, it would have especially been more physical game, especially with both teams averaging 30 rebounds a game. I mean, that kind of insinuates both teams like to crash the board and play aggressive.
First free throw is good for taking. He's got 15. It's going on its way. That one is good as well. He's perfect from the free throw line tonight. 3-for-3. 53-39, Centralia leading Troy. Winner to take on Burlingame in the sub-state championship coming up on Saturday. 3:45 left to go in this ball game. Hartman trying to drive. He had it poked away. And it'll stay with the Trojans. And that championship game will be at 5 o'clock on Saturday with the girls game following. We'll be broadcasting both of those right here on KMZA. Looking forward to that. Inbound to Hartman. He'll drive right. He lost it. Bowers with another steal. He's been all over that. He'll lay it up and in. I think he wanted the dunk.
He was about an inch away.
Yeah. But he gets the lay in. He's got 21 to lead all scorers. High post catch. Hartman working on Timmel. Up and under. Tough shot. No good. Rebound Timmel. Another rebound for Timmel where he has a double-double. And Harbin falls into Samuel, picks up the personal foul. 3:15 to go, 55-39, time for the largest lead in the ballgame. One thing about Centralia is all throughout these three quarters, they've been able to outscore Troy. And speaking of this fourth quarter alone, Troy's been held to 5 points, and Centralia has been able to place up nine. Pretty impressive stuff here by the Panthers trying to get back to the sub-state championship game once again here in 2024. Timeout called by Coach Evans, and we'll take it as well. Be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cardiac Rehab is here for you. Our highly trained staff, which includes Kylie Felkamp, Chelsea Herter, and Chelsea Runnebaum, provide cardiac patients and their families with education about cardiac fitness and guidance toward a healthier lifestyle, both physically and emotionally. Our specialized rehab services are designed to help the patient with heart disease recover faster and return to a full, productive life. To learn more about our cardiac rehab service, contact Kylie Felkamp at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
55-39, Centralia leading Troy, 3:06 to go. Bishop Seabury has seen all they wanted to see. They are taking off right now as they will be in the championship game. They feel like they know their opponent. They feel confident in that. But Coach Rodbelt trying to make a comeback here. You know, they have a long ways to go, especially with how they've kind of been clumsy with the basketball. It'll be Centralia basketball. They come in with Bowers, Becker, Aldefer, Tanking, and Sybil. As for Troy, they have Bo, Judd, Hartman, Geiger, and Etherton. Oliver pass over a double team to the right side corner. Tankin's pass intended for Bowers, deflected out of bounds by Seth Judd. He's just so good at having a nose for the basketball, knowing where it's at and where it's going to be. Stepping in the passing lanes is what he does best. Becker the inbounder. Corner right side for Tanking. Looking to dribble towards the middle and kick it out. Bowers. He's going to go to his left, and he's fouled. That is just the third foul against the Trojans. Giving you an update and a reminder of what's going on tomorrow, 6 o'clock right here, Burlingame and Donovan West girls' side. As the Mustangs are going to try to shut down Kalen Noonan, and there's a foul off the offensive rebound from Centralia. That's going to be a tough game for the Mustangs. It should be a lot of fun, as it will essentially be a home game right here in Highland. And as for the other semifinal, it will be these same two teams, Trillian and Troy. That will be at 7:30 with the right to play in the championship game at 6:30 on Saturday. So again, that's what's coming up tomorrow. Now turnover for the Panthers. Here come the Trojans. Drive, Etherton gives it up. Pass deflected, stolen away by Oliver. 2.5 minutes to go. Bowers, left side layup, good. Another one. Breakaway layup, back to Bowers. 23 for him. He has been lights out all night long. He had 7 in the first quarter, 6 more in the second, 6 more in the third, and now 4 here in the fourth. Here's the 3 for Judd, left side, no good. Rebound Simmel. He has it taken away momentarily, but into the hands of Bowers. Double teamed, outlet pass back to right side, cross half court to Aldefer. Looking to push it. Freshman kicks, Tanking. He'll try another 3. He's been hot tonight. That one a little bit short. Judd with the rebound. Saves it from going out of bounds. Henry Geiger, 2 minutes to go. Time running out for the Trojans, and Evanson had it poked away, but it's stolen right back by the Trojans. And offensive foul, Hartman on the pass, runs through Paxton Bowers, and that'll be the fourth foul against Jack Hartman.
Yeah, Hartman, he didn't have too bad of a look at the hook pass off the bow, but there, just like you just said, pulling the offensive foul, and now coming out of the game, and Hartman, a player who only put a point in that first half for this Troy boys team with 8 points.
Yeah, 8 points in the first quarter. Only had 2 in the second quarter, and so he's at 10. He's been stuck at that for a while, and they've done a good job of filling in the gaps in the paint, defending the interior very well here in the second half. We're going to take a break for 30 seconds. 57-39 Centralia up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
KMZA.
We got our first final score of the evening as Topeka Hayden takes care of business against Fairleigh Compton, 68-51 in the 3A boys sub-state semifinal in Royal Valley. But there in White, so be Sabetha in Topeka Hayden on Saturday at 5 o'clock. What a matchup that's going to be. Topeka Hayden, they came into this game, or into this tournament, as the sixth seed with just a 5-14 record. I think actually 6-14 is what their overall record was, because it beat Topeka High, a 6A school, after the deadline was passed for the record. So, really is incredible what Topeka Hayden's doing, but Sabetha trying to get back to state after coming up short a year ago against Nemaha Central in the second round. What an upset that was a year ago. And a turnover by Centralia, 57-39. Centralia with a lead with 1:25 to go. So, Crittenden, what has been so successful here in the second half that's given the Panthers not only to hold on to the lead, but be able to grow it and continue to get the dominant win here tonight? Here's the end one for Christian Netherton.
Well, it's not only dominating the rebounds. It's getting steals, and not just getting the steals, but being able to finish with them in the fast break. You know, this Troy's team, they're applying the full court press, applying the high, intense man-to-man defense to try to force those steals right back to themselves. But this Centralia team, they've just been playing with high efficiency in this second half.
Free throw is good for Etherton, and that, by the way, was just the fourth free throw attempted of the ball game by Troy. And now a foul as Bowers brings up across half court, and that is in the... That'll put them in the double bonus. That's picked up by Etherton, his second. That'll be a pretty interesting matchup coming up here on Saturday. Bishop Seabury in Centralia with 1:14 to go, 15-point lead. Safe to say that the Panthers are going to hold on in this one, barring something catastrophic. This Centralia team is so well led. A lot of great seniors, upcoming freshmen, great coaching. They really do have it all, and ultimately a chance to get back to state after being upended there last year in the first round in Great Bend, and they'll hope to do that in Colby this year. The free throw is good by Bowers. 57-42 now the score. Paxton Bowers, 24 points. Corner three by Bo is no good. Rebound Whistler. And just not going to count as he made the putback, but it'll be a foul on the floor against the Panthers with 1-3 to go. And again, on the girls' side, should be a fun day tomorrow night. Kaylin Noonan and Berlin game, the Bearcats. What an incredible career for Kaylin Noonan. She is the highest active scorer in the entire state of Kansas among all classification. Over 1,600 points. Here's an air ball three from Troy. Or now layup, and Becker slips. So it's a travel. But either way, that's going to be really difficult matchup for Donovan West. They can kind of keep her under control, and they definitely do have a chance to win that game. They have a couple of other girls who can score about 7 to 10 points per game. They can kind of limit them to 5 or 8 points per game, respectively. That's definitely a game that Donovan West can win, as the Mustangs are trying to repeat as one of the one state champions. At the girls' side, as here's deflection out of bounds, we'll stay with the Trojans with 40.7 seconds left. It'll be difficult, though, because Donovan West, with their 5 losses last year, winning state, here's a mid-range jumper good by Wyatt Whistler. Those 5 losses were the most ever by a state champion at 181. They have 9 losses this year, so this is a team that maybe isn't quite playing as good as they were last year. They lost 4 of their last 6 league games, so it's going to be difficult for Donovan West to get back. They're going to have to play on a whole different level and take it to a degree to where they not only have to beat one of the best players in all of Kansas State basketball right now, then be able to turn right around the next day and defeat Centralia, who is one of the best teams in the state, period. I mean, they have been a team that has just been incredible. They had won 17 games in a row up until they lost to Clifton Clyde. They ended up winning the league title. Man, that's going to be a tough matchup for Centralia, though, against Troy, who has been playing really well as of late as well. So we have some really good games coming up for you tomorrow, and I'm very excited for that action. So once again, those times for those games will be 7:30 for the Centralia-Troy game. That will once again be the 1-4 with the same two teams, the same seeds here as the boys. The Berlin game, the 2C got the bye at 15-5. Donovan West, they are 13-9, and they will be the 3C. That will be at 6 o'clock when those two square off. So be sure to stay tuned for that right here on KMZA. 36.4 seconds left here in this one. 58-44. Centralia holding on to this lead very well. They came into this fourth quarter with a 12-point lead. They've had a few turnovers. They've given up a few baskets, but they've taken care of business. And speaking of turnover, Seth Judd, and he had it stripped away. He'll stay with the Trojans. Seth Judd
given it all he has here. What a season for Troy. I mean, mentioned all the injuries they had, especially to Rogan Morris, the senior, 6'5". You can play the what-if game all you want, but even without him, this team has been just fantastic. As said, Judd playing his heart out. One of the couple of seniors, him and Christian Etherton, both seniors on this Troy squad. Their careers coming to a close. Here's a three for Seth Judd, and trying to go out with a bang because he has 10 points. He is one of three Trojans with 10-plus points, and he almost gets a steal and goes crashing into the stage. He's upset with himself. He's taking a steal. And 8 seconds left. He'll slowly jog as his career will come to a close. 58-47 will be the final score, and Centralia is on to the championship here once again here in 2024. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back with our post-game coverage brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money, new friend.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score here from Highland, Centralia on to the championship game as they defeat Troy in the semifinal 58-47. So Crimson got those stats for us. Run through them.
Yeah, let's run through the Trojan boys real quick. Seth Judd with 10 points on the game, 2 unofficial rebounds. Gannon Bowe with 10 points on the game, unofficially 1 rebound. Christian Etherton with 9 points on the game with a couple of rebounds. Caden Rosenberger with 2 points on the game. Henry Geiger with 4 points on the game and 4 rebounds. Wyatt Whistler with 2 points in that final quarter. And Jack Hartman, who all points came from that first half. So let's turn our sides over in here to the Centralia Boys Panthers, who dominated this game. Quinton Aldifer with 5 points, all coming from that first half. Maverick Becker, who had 4 points on the game. Remember, he kind of sat there in that second quarter with his 3 fouls. Duke Timmel with 10 points on the game and 12-13 rebounds. The only player on this game who got a double-double. So
Duke Simmel, number 4 from the Detroit Panthers. Reese Tanking had 16 points on the game, 4 unofficial rebounds. He hit 3 threes in that second half. Ben Haverkamp, he was able to pick up a rebound. Paxton Bowers, he had 24 points on the game total. And what I got from him, 7 rebounds. So there's both of your kind of your stats. I got 26 rebounds unofficially here for Centralia Boys, 14 rebounds here for Detroit Boys. So you can see that's a better clash of the boards here for the Centralia Boys team compared to the Detroit Boys. I'd say turnovers kind of went both ways at some point. You know, one team kind of got in a steal run, the other one got in the run. But one thing for certain is Centralia, they were able to crash and win the boards all night long. And not just that, the scoring, because I do want to talk about this. In that first quarter, Troy outscored Centralia 17-16, and then in the last quarter, they outscored Centralia 13-12. You know, winning 2 quarters at 1 point, that's not going to win you the ball game. It's about the middle. It's about the meat and cheese in the middle of that burger. And for Troy, they were outscored 15-10 the second quarter and 15-7 in the middle. So what a juicy one for Centralia boys as they come out victorious 58-47.
Here in our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Now time to crown our player of the game, and I think it's pretty obvious. Let's give it to Paxton Bowers. What a game he had. 7 points in the first quarter to kind of get them jump-started after a bit of a slow start. Springboarded them to their lead before the half with 13 points going into the break with 6 more in the second quarter. He kept it going towards the end of the third quarter as he added 6 more to get to 19 points, and then he finished things off strong in the fourth quarter with 5 more points to get to 24. He's your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com.
Paxton Bowers finishing a player of the game. You know, kudos to the kid finishing at 24 points. But I do want to personally give a big shout-out to Duke Simmel. It feels like he was the dirty worker of this game tonight. I feel like the flashy player was Reese Tanking, especially in that second half. But I really want to give a big shout-out to Duke Simmel, the junior, who was just able to kind of play lights out. It feels like he was everywhere on the court, doing the dirty work, getting the steals, getting his hands in there. But Paxton Bowers was obviously the executioner of the game with the 24 points, 7 rebounds, and just finishing strong most fast breaks.
And we got a final score for you. 2A girls, sub state, Jefferson County North. The Chargers, they fall to Moorhead Academy, 57-47. So Moorhead Academy, Riverside, about what we expected, we in that championship. But kind of go back to our game here. I mean, Paxton Bowers, Duke Simmel, rethinking all with double digits, which is what they average for the season, able to execute and get the job done here tonight. So, here in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, our final score, once again, 58-47. The Panthers are on to the championship. Take on Bishop Seabury at 5 o'clock on Saturday. That's going to do it for us here in Highland. Jared Sluppy alongside Curtin Prophet. Thanks to Kurt coming back in the booth. We'll be back here again tomorrow night with more semifinal action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.